All right, it is now 10 a.m. We are recording. This proceeding is on the record. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. It's Friday, 10 a.m., July 19, 2024. We have two conditional use permit requests for accessory dwelling units on today's agenda. We'll hear those first because those typically don't take that much time. And then we'll move to the variance. In terms of the order of procedure, typically, I'll have the planning department to provide a summary of the proposal. Then we'll turn to the applicant. If the applicant wishes to add anything to the record, they may do so. And then we'll open the matter up for public comment. Anyone who is present in the hearing room or online who wishes to comment on the particular proposal may do so. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. That just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in. I will formally admit exhibits, and also I cannot have any conflicts of interest, which would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I do not have any, but if there are any concerns, now is the time to raise those. In terms of the conditional use permit criteria for the two ADUs, essentially I am looking at compatibility with surrounding uses, avoidance of material detriment, adequate infrastructure for the use, and then accessory dwelling units do have criteria that are specific to that use. In terms of the variance, those criteria are set forth in code and summarized in the staff report, but the applicant does have the burden to demonstrate that there are special circumstances that are specific to the property and avoidance of material. There is avoidance of material detriment to surrounding properties, and there is not a grant of special privilege. But that's just a broad summary because there are discrete criteria for the variance. So we are proceeding both in Zoom and in person. If we have any technical issues, we'll halt the proceeding and sort those. For those of you who are present online, if you have any difficulty hearing anything, please either speak up, raise your hand, or you may use the chat feature to address technical issues, but do not submit anything through the chat feature as I do not have access to it, so I would not be able to admit any evidence into the record that way. Are there any procedural questions before we begin? Okay, we'll go ahead and start then with CUP 2024-011. This is an accessory dwelling unit request by Troy McDaniels. Who is presenting? Ms. Kerner, if you could state your name for the record.
Liz Kerner.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready. I should note I have received HEM 1.1, which is the staff memo, as well as HEM 1.2 through 1.12. Those exhibits are all admitted.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2024-011 on May 1st, 2024. The owner/applicants Troy and Katie McDaniels are proposing to construct an 800-square-foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 5.29 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of Game Farm Road in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an under-construction 2,560-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Fire Marshal commented that the proposed ADU will need to comply with the Benton County Code regarding access driveways, and if the driveway exceeds 150 feet, it will be required to terminate in a fire apparatus turnaround. The Benton County Building Division instructed that the proposed accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current Benton County building and fire codes. And the Benton County Code Enforcement advised that the under-construction SFD should receive final occupancy prior to the ADU permit being issued. In summary, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 24 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Kerner. Is the applicant present? I understand the applicant may be online.
Yeah, I'm online.
Good morning. Is that Mr. McDaniels?
Yes, yeah, I'm here.
I'll go ahead and swear you in. If you could state your name for the record.
Troy McDaniels.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Was there anything that you wish to add to Ms. Kerner's summary of your proposal?
No, everything looks in order. I just wanted to make a comment, I guess, on the final approval of the single family dwelling there that's under construction. It is completed. I did finish up all of the punch list items for the final inspection. I just recently had finished up the energy credit paperwork, and I have to submit that paperwork and then get called in for a final inspection to clear that out. So it should be a matter of a day or two.
Okay. Well, thank you for the update on that. Anything else?
Nope, nothing from me.
Okay. All right. I do not have any questions for you. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on the proposal?
Nobody else online.
All right. Let the record reflect there is no one who has indicated a wish to comment on this proposal. So I have reviewed the staff report and the attached exhibits, and relevant to the CUP and ADU criteria. I do believe that this particular proposal is consistent with both the CUP and ADU criteria, so I will be approving it. A decision will be out within 10 business days. Hopefully it will be sent emailed next week to the planning department and then forwarded to the applicant, but it could be the week after, depending. Any procedural questions from anyone? Okay. All right. Mr. McDaniels, you're welcome to stay online if you wish to do so, but we've completed consideration of your proposal within this hearing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we will move to CUP 2024-012. This is an ADU proposal by Antonio Velasquez, and I may need to have correction on that pronunciation, and for Rebecca Wood. Let's see, who's presenting? Is that you? Okay. I have reviewed the staff memo, HEM 1.1, and also the exhibits, HEM 1.2 through HEM 1.10. Those are all admitted. Ms. Kerner, I swore you in earlier. You remain under oath. You may proceed when you are ready.
Okay. The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2024-012 on June 10th, 2024. The applicant, Twins Construction, for the owner, Rebecca Wood, is proposing to construct a 700-square-foot accessory dwelling unit. The property is approximately 1.4 acres in size and is located in the Urban Growth Area Residential District off of East Rupert Road in the Benton City area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 1,809-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Public Works Department noted that the applicant will need to apply for a road approach permit before construction of the new accessory dwelling unit. And the City of West Richland commented that the proposed development is adjacent to the city well and within the aquifer recharge area. The proposed use will need to comply with applicable West Richland Municipal Code. The city currently provides potable water service to the existing home. The ADU can connect to the existing water service, but the city would not allow for a separate water service for the ADU. Also, a note is the existing residential home and proposed ADU do not access Rupert Road via the access easement shown on short plot 2570, but cross the city's well number 9 property to access an existing gravel road to access Rupert Road. There are no known written permissions or access easements that were subsequently recorded on the city's well number 9 property. The property owner should be required to provide documentation of legal access to Rupert Road across the city's property or construct an access roadway within the access easement prior to issuance of the ADU building permit by Benton County. In summary, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 24 findings of fact and 6 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Kerner. And I did note on the City of West Richland's comment that condition 6 addresses that access concern.
Correct. So,
okay. Is the applicant present online?
Yes, I'm present here. Can you hear me correctly?
Yes, I can hear you. And this is Mr. Velasquez, and I don't think I'm pronouncing that quite correctly.
It's Velasquez. It's okay.
Velasquez. Okay. If you could state your name for the record.
Antonio Velasquez.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Was there anything that you would like to add to staff's summary of your proposal?
I think everything's good. The only thing was with that access easement. The homeowner did find paperwork stating that she does have access through the City of Richlands property there. I did submit that with the, I think it was Building Department as well, but if anyone else needs a copy of it, I can surely send it to whoever needs it. The only other thing is that I'm just working on the energy codes paperwork, and that should be it.
Okay. And it looks like on the proof, that proof of legal access agreement, that will need to be approved. So that's condition six that addresses that in the proposed conditions.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, all right. I do not have any questions for you, Mr. Velasquez. So I think that we'll open this up for public comment now. Is there anyone present online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on this proposal?
Nobody online.
Let the record reflect that there is no one who has indicated a wish to comment on this proposal. So I, again, as with the last ADU, I've reviewed the proposal, including the exhibits and staff report, and believe the proposal is consistent with both the CUP and ADU criteria. So I will be approving this ADU, and a decision will be out within 10 business days, possibly next week, and it will be emailed to the applicant and anyone who requests a copy. What procedural questions from anyone before we move to the next agenda item? Nope. Okay. And Mr. Velasquez, we have finished consideration of your proposal and with today's hearing, so you're welcome to remain online, but no need to do so. All right, so we will move to the final agenda item. This is a variance proposal 2024-003. Clover Planning is the applicant for Jonathan and Terry Carr. Ms. Watts, are you presenting on this proposal? I should swear you in if you could state your name for the record.
Andrea Watts.
And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. I have received on this exhibit HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.13, as well as there were some digital photos, HEH 1.1 and 1.2, that the applicant submitted. All of those exhibits are admitted, and you may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for VAR 2024-003 on June 7th, 2024. The applicant, Shane O'Neill, on behalf of owners Jonathan and Terry Carr, is seeking a variance to reduce the 25-foot setback requirement from the 33-foot wide private access easements located on the south and east property lines of the subject parcel by 20 feet. The applicant is proposing to construct an accessory building on a 2.5-acre property in the West Richland area of unincorporated Benton County, located within the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district. If granted, this variance would result in a total setback of 5 feet from the edge of the access easements. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. During the agency review period, the Planning Division received the following summarized agency comments. The City of West Richland commented that the 33-foot right-of-way reservations contained in the federal land patents are public, and they provided a recommendation that Benton County formally adopt a roadway plan and formally accept portions of the right-of-way reservations. The Benton County Planning Division commented, after review, this office has determined that the subject parcel has no special circumstances regarding lot size, slope, topography, or existing infrastructure that would prevent the proposed structure from being constructed in a location that complies with Benton County setback requirements. The Planning Division is not providing a recommendation for this application, and should the application be approved, the Planning Division has provided 9 suggested findings of fact and 3 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Watts. I do not have any questions for you at this time. We'll move to the applicant. Is the applicant present? Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Shane O'Neill.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Absolutely, I do.
Thank you. So you had indicated about kind of time limits. You had a question on that for today. I've got a little bit of flexibility. Would about 10 minutes work for you?
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Shane O'Neill. I represent the applicant in this case. I have 20 years of city planning experience and a bachelor's degree in natural resources planning. My first point of contention that staff hit on and that West Richland echoed is that these are public access easements, whereas the municipal code affecting the setback here measures setbacks from private access easements. I think the distinction between public and private is highly significant in this case, and I encourage the hearing examiner to, I don't want to say dismiss this case, but to make a decision that we're not, this site isn't subject to those setbacks from easements due to the public-private issue. U.S. patent number 1179022, which I've submitted a couple days ago and have here available with me, it explains the dimensions of the subject easements, and if you read it closely, it says that the easements do not exceed 33 feet and that they are public. So I would just want to admit that to the record. By my observation, based on the Willamette Heights plat, lot 189, it appears that the easements on this lot are less than 33 feet each. I have an exhibit with me. It looks like the south easement is roughly 15 feet in width. I have it here. It's very small in the electronic form that you were submitted, but you can zoom in. And they appear to be roughly 20, maybe 25 feet on the other side property lines. This request relates to the south and the east property lines. It's hard to determine which is a rear and which is a side, but the setback from easements applies equally. And so we're asking for a 5-foot setback be applied to the easements if the hearing examiner deems that staff is appropriately administering the code in this case. And if the hearing examiner decides to apply the setbacks to the public easements, I'm seeking relief therefrom. If approved, the result would be a detached shop located no less than 38 feet from side and rear property lines. Site plan in Exhibit 1.4 showing 40-foot setbacks accurately represents the development proposal. The 2-foot difference accounts for any overhanging eaves and provides a small degree of flexibility and ease of administration when we're just discussing this topic. The applicant is equally agreeable to approval of an 18-foot setback reduction, equating to a 7-foot building setback from the easement line, if it enhances the likelihood of approval. Accordingly, the hearing examiner may approve a modified request. Regarding the material detrimental impacts to the surrounding neighborhood, the resulting 40-foot setback measurement from the property lines will be consistent with typical rural residential development patterns. For example, in Franklin County, their rural residential 5 RR5 zone allows for accessory buildings to have 10-foot side and rear setbacks. In my experience as a planner, it's less common that the code contains setback measurements from easements. Although the city of Richland does have something like that, it's just not as substantial of a setback. It seems like my interpretation of this setback is that the county is anticipating a future road and applying what would be front yard setbacks to these easements. It looks like, based on West Richland's comment, that the county has, I don't know if intentionally or not, but has not adopted a plan to basically dedicate these easements as rights of way. But were they to do so, you'll find in that Section 8 roadway plan that there is no roadway planned in this location that's adjacent to the shop. So I don't see any harm in approving a reduced setback for that reason. I think I kind of freelance those ones. The City of West Richland comment encourages Benton County to adopt the plan, but doing so is kind of outside of the applicant's control. So, but if that were done, that would kind of firm up the fact that the ample setbacks from the easements isn't really necessary here. The south and east property lines currently provide, well, they do not provide access to any of the adjacent lots. The access routes to these adjoining lots has already been established. So a reduced setback wouldn't interfere with anybody's access to any of the properties. You'll find there is a comment from one of the neighbors to the south saying that the proposed shop may obstruct their view. I find that a little odd because the home is oriented towards the east and a little bit to the south. So there is minimal, if any, view to the north that the proposed shop would end up obstructing. So I don't really understand their comment. But as far as I can tell, the county doesn't have any view protection ordinance that would restrict them from building a shop in this general location. We assert that encumbering the public access and utility easements causes an overly restrictive special circumstance, depriving the owner of rights and privileges enjoyed by other parcels in the vicinity. The unequal distribution of public access and utility easements is the source of the disparity and is the peculiar circumstance. I can't say that word very well. So as acknowledged in the staff report, I think on page one, where I pointed out to other properties with having structures with reduced setbacks, some of them do not have 30 to 33 foot easements on those property lines. So they were deemed, you know, conforming, I suppose. But that shows that there's an uneven distribution of these ample easements throughout the neighborhood. And so that is the unfairness. That is the restriction that is causing a hardship to this property owner. You'll see in the code that the special circumstances are not limited to lot size, topography, and what does it say here? Yeah, that's it. Slope. It just says special circumstances such as lot size. So it gives us a short list of what would qualify as a special circumstance. In this case, it is these easements that were established by the U.S. government. Apparently, there's a long history of people in the county potentially trying to get rid of these easements with no success. To me, they amount to something just as immovable as a hill, let's say, is these easements are causing quite a significant burden for lot development. But that's all my points here. I'd like to point out, hearing examiner, that the vicinity map in your packet provided by staff is incorrect. It relates to, I don't know, special permit or something in a different location. We would like to request an expedited decision by the hearing examiner. I'm not really sure why staff didn't decide to provide a recommendation on this item, but did on the others. I encourage you to approve it. I don't see the material detriment that would be caused by this shop. It'll be built in the workmanlike manner, and we'll obtain all the necessary permits. This is the final attempt, or let's say the last resort, to achieving the development goals of the parcel. Originally, I helped the client explore attaching an addition to the existing shop, which is like a, just a car parking garage, but found that they couldn't really do so, and that the small area that may have been available.
How large is that existing shop?
It might be on the site plan. It's smaller than the proposed shop. I know that much. Yeah, forgive me. I don't know offhand. I'm gonna guess 2,000 square foot ish.
Roughly.
So the client, he's in the agriculture industry, and he wants a shop to do hobby work, and he doesn't have room in the shop because of the parked vehicles in there. He doesn't want to kind of combine and risk damaging the vehicles that go in the existing shop. He bought the lot in its current condition. These easements weren't created by him, and the extent of the easements and the width is something that's very hard to discover in a title report. I eventually did get that information from staff, but it was a struggle to locate the easements. I don't think they really came up on a title report. So there's a septic system that's kind of in the way of an alternate location. We did explore other locations. And again, the shop will have, be set back 40 feet from the side property lines. So I don't know of any zoning district that requires 40-foot setbacks. I think that would be sufficient to buffer any kind of potential impacts to the neighbors. So
the drain field for the septic, it looks like it's kind of on the west, the top west side. So what, southwest corner, I guess, essentially. Is that correct? I'm just looking at your site plan.
That's the existing one. Yes, it's being relocated currently.
Oh, is it? So the existing, because it says existing drain field to remain. Is it? So that's not correct. It'll be relocated.
Reserve drain field. I think it's that the reserve drain field is being shifted to where you actually find the words typed relocated septic tank. And the owner does have some other features that are visible in the aerial imagery. He's got a fence, and he keeps some chickens in that area.
Okay, so maybe not all of the septic facilities depicted here will remain. Is that my understanding?
The reserve field, I believe, is being relocated.
Okay.
So and you'll notice that the well protection zone causes another significant encumbrance for
him. And is that 100-foot radius there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it looks like there's a new pool, is that's in construction?
Yeah, there's currently construction going on for that pool and the addition to the shop that's a cabana, so they're kind of adding like a pool house to the existing shop by my previous employer, LCR Construction.
Okay. And there's no variance that's required for the cabana addition, the add-on to the existing shop.
That's correct. I had them adjust their proposal to meet the constraints on this lot. Originally, the cabana addition was going to go on the north side of the shop.
Okay. And it looks like they're doing it.
The west side of the shop. Mm. Yeah.
And are they doing, there's a new addition onto the existing house that's being constructed. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a master bathroom.
Master bathroom. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I did provide a couple of links to my YouTube channel where I flew a drone over the property so you could get a really good feel.
Yeah, if you want to enter those into the record, I can't use a link to another website, but if there's a way that you can create like a file that you can provide to the department, then that will work. It's all about maintaining the record, because if it's an offsite, those links can disappear and so forth, so we have to have some sort of file.
Sure. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So if you provide that to the planning department,
I think what I'll do is, if it's all right with staff, that I'll visit the office. Sometimes they have an issue with taking like a SD card and plugging it into their system. I don't know
how I can share that file. The easiest way to get exhibits, and there's multiple ways, and you certainly can deliver on paper, but typically the easiest is just PDFs. And obviously a video file is a, mm-hmm. I don't know, they call them MP3 files or something like
that. AVI.
Yeah, so whatever the acronym is. And then I know I can click and open it up, and I don't have to go off site to like a YouTube channel, because that, that's in terms of, just from a legal framework, in terms
I have the video files here with me tonight. So
okay.
I see you all have laptops, so we could download it.
Well, I'll leave it to staff in terms of the technical piece on what, you know, they're allowed to do from a kind of a, you know, in terms of downloading and so forth. But
in lieu of that, the aerial imagery is also gives you a pretty good idea.
Okay. All right. I think those, in terms of the code, the way I read it, private and public easements are treated the same in terms of the setback requirements. So that's how I was reading the provision in terms of the size of it, the width of it.
The zoning code applies setbacks to private easements
and public, yeah, both. That's the way I read it.
I don't see that word in the code provision.
I'll take a closer look at the language, but I think that's kind of how I've read it.
I know that's how staff is administering it. So that was my first point of contention. In lieu of that, we can just treat this like any other variance and identify the easements as the special circumstance.
Okay. All right. I think that's all the questions I have for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your presentation this morning. So at this point, we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone online or in the hearing room? Well, not in the hearing room, but online who would like to comment on this proposal.
Is there anybody online that would like to comment?
I'm not hearing anyone, and it looks like that there is no indication that anyone would like to comment on this proposal. Ms. Watts, is there anything further from Planning Department?
Just a few notes. The survey that was provided that showed the 15-foot easements, it's our interpretation that survey is not consistent with what was adopted by the federal patents. And then to note those patents, so the Planning Division administers that maximum 33-foot width for easements in the Willamette Heights area, unless it's otherwise shown on the Willamette Heights plat map. So we follow that maximum 33 feet as dictated on the actual patents themselves. And then the wellhead protection zone that's shown on the plat, just for record, there can be structures that are placed within that. That is it.
That was my understanding, actually, on the well protection zone, is you can put structures. It goes to kind of uses and so forth in terms of protecting the water quality. But, okay. Thank you for that clarification. I'm going to keep the record open because you had wanted to submit the videos. Would keeping it open through close of business day, would that work for that, or do you need a little bit more time?
Yeah, it'll be either today or it won't work. I don't know what staff will allow.
Well, the videos are allowed. It's we just need a format that works for the record. I'll tell you what, I'll keep it open for today. If there's any technical issues and you need to submit on Monday, that's fine. So we'll allow that. Otherwise, it'll close today. But if there are technical issues, then we'll keep it open through Monday. So I think that will work. My decision is due 10 business days from whenever the record closes. Sounded like you would like to have the decision sooner rather than later. I'll do what I can on that. If I can get it out next week after the record closes, I'll do that. Sometimes on the variances, it can take a little bit longer. So, but definitely I can probably get it out. Certainly the early part of week after next week, I guess. So that helps. Okay.
Yeah, this is not
actually, and if you have a question, if you could step up just in. Okay, you're good. I think that's it. Is there anything else that we need to address today before we adjourn? Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for your participation. We are adjourned.